You're listening to the Quizzable Cast, episode 56 for the 2012 NEQT ICT.
Buzz in and give your school name and your individual names for the podcast.
Wisconsin.
We're Wisconsin.
Okay.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I'm Paul. Okay.
Alex.
We're gonna do it so you can feel weak.
Maddie.
We're Alabama, and I'm Mark.
All time.
Okay.
I'm Meredith.
Seth.
Craig.
You want me to work the...
turn us on clock, and we can start with Toss-Up 1. This author's first book includes a novella whose protagonist goes to the Harry S. Truman Library to research his Vietnam project. In addition to writing that work about Eugene Don Dusklins, he made Fyodor Dostoevsky the protagonist of his novel The Master of Petersburg, while David Lurie seduces a student in disgrace. For 10 points...
Cutsy.
Yeah. Bonus. A characteristic symptom of this disease is copious watery diarrhea. For 10 points each, name this inflammatory bowel disease that typically shows skip lesions as opposed to the continuous involvement seen in ulcerative colitis.
Dysentery?
Crohn's disease. Crohn's disease most often affects this last segment of the small intestines, which is connected to the cecum. Answer. Ileum. Crohn's disease often causes this disease of low bone density, usually seen in the elderly. It leads to frequent fractures.
Osteoporosis.
10 for Wisconsin, the most. Toss-up 2. George Gamow's tunneling calculation explained an empirical relation between energy and emission rate for these particles that have the highest relative biological effectiveness among all types of radiation. They were unexpectedly seen at large angles in the Geiger-Marsden experiment that used gold foil to suggest the atomic nucleus. For example, let's name these particles equivalent to a helium nucleus.
Neutron?
No. Bonus. One Frenchman wrote a letter on the blind after a doctor refused to let him observe an operation on a girl who had been born blind. For 10 points each, name that chief editor of the encyclopedia.
Diderot?
Yep. Diderot also wrote a letter on the deaf and dumb that discusses grammatical inversion in the works by this Roman orator known for the Philippics.
Cicero?
Yep. That second letter also considers the Enchiridion of this Stoic philosopher whose thoughts were compiled by his pupil, Arian.
Epictetus.
30 points. Toss-up 3. Georges Lecomte was executed by this government, which disassembled the Vendome Column to Gustave Courbet's suggestion. One faction in this government, the Proudhonists, opposed its leader, Louis-Auguste Blanqui. The Hôtel de Ville and the Tuileries were burned when Adolphe Thiers and General McMahon...
Paris Commune?
Yeah, 10. Bonus. For 10 points each, name these works whose titles begin with the code names of D-Day beaches. This is the second part of Sean O'Casey's Dublin trilogy. One title character is the wife of Captain Jack Boyle.
Juno and the Peacock?
Yep. In one episode from this 1938 T.H. White novel, Wart helps the outlaw Robin Wood lay siege to Castle Chariot, a witch's fortress made entirely of food.
This is like...
What's it called?
Answer.
The greenhouse.
Sword in the Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Hermann Karl von Kaiserlinck was the target audience for this 1741 composition named after a harpsichord virtuoso.
Gold harpsichord?
Goldberg Variations. 10 points.
Right.
Toss-up 4. In this novel, Father Jury is replaced by the fanatical Father Ranvier. It also sees the anarchist Suavrine start a riot. It is...
Germinal.
Power. Bonus. Dr. Danica explains the concept of Cash 22 to that novel's protagonist. For 10 points each, name that bombardier.
Yossarian.
Yeah. Yossarian is one of the few people trusted by this war profiteer who buys the world's entire supply of Egyptian cotton.
What's the name of the guy? I don't remember his name. I should know this.
Answer.
Major.
Milo Minderbinder. Milo and Yossarian's story is continued in this 1994 sequel by Joseph Heller.
What's this called?
I read this is Cast 22.
Answer.
No answer.
Closing time, 10 points. Toss of 5. This group, led by Mark Hinkle, suffered a March 2012 setback when a judge upheld Oklahoma's petition signature deadline. Nevada talk show host Wayne Allen Root joined Bob Barr on the 2008 ticket.
Libertarian.
Power. Bonus. For 10 points each, get the following about a recent controversy in Australian politics. This Australian foreign minister resigned on February 22nd. Yeah. Rudd was then defeated in a vote for party leadership by this current Australian Prime Minister, who had succeeded him in that office.
Gillard.
Yeah. Rudd and Gillard both belonged to this political party, which under Labor. Rudd's leadership in 2007 unseated the Conservative Liberal National Party for control of Parliament.
Labor.
30 points. Toss up 6. This man names an 1855 law against fueros the legal privilege of the church and military. While in exile in New Orleans, this leader helped draft the Plan of Ayutla. He led the resistance to French intervention in his country and ordered the execution of Emperor Maximilian.
Juarez?
Yep. That's right. Bonus. For 10 points each, answer these questions about sponges. To what phylum do the marine organisms called sponges belong?
Prefera.
Yep. Sponges used for cleaning are often made of polymers from what class formed from isocyanates that contain amide linkages? They were once called carbamates. Answer. Polyurethanes. Proton sponges such as HMPN are very strong bases with two amine groups near one another, which are readily protonated because what entities on each nitrogen atom are forced to face each other? Answer.
Answer.
Lone pairs, 10 points. Toss up 7. Yeah. In 2011, Susan Howe earned this honor, while 2007 winner Frank Bedard was one of the judges who selected Alan Grossman for the 2009 prize. Named after a town in the Swiss canton of St. Gallen, it is now given out by the Yale University Library. The Library of Congress bowed out after controversially awarding the first one to an indicted Ezra Pound. For 10 points, name this biennial prize for American poetry.
Oh, Lord.
It's the Bollingen Prize. Toss of 8. This conflict inspired the photographic memoirs Slightly Out of Focus, and they called it Purple Heart Valley, as well as Alfred Eisenstadt's shot of a sailor kissing a woman in Times Square. Another
World War II.
Power. Bonus. For 10 points each, name these mythological snakes. Hera sent this guardian of the Omphalos stone to harry the pregnant Leto. It was later slain by Leto's son Apollo.
Argus?
Python. This serpent gnaws at the roots of the world tree Yggdrasil.
Jarmungandr?
Nidhoggr.
Oh, yeah.
In Aztec myth, this kindly god took the form of a plumed serpent.
Quetzalcoatl.
10 points. Toss it up 9. This species is most closely associated with the Acheulean tool industry and was named by Ernst Mayr to replace and unify the genera Cynanthropus and Pithecanthropus. Eugene Dubois discovered the first fossil of one in Indonesia, while other prominent finds include Turkana boy and Peking man. Java man was also of, for 10 points, what hominid species that emigrated from Africa and succeeded Homo habilis? That's right, bonus. For 10 points each, given a quote from the American Film Institute's 100 Years, 100 Quotes list, and the film it appears in, name the actor speaking. Midnight Cowboy, I'm walking here, I'm walking here.
So, like,
answer.
I'll let Seth answer those.
Clint Eastwood.
Dustin Hoffman. Animal crackers. One morning, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I don't know.
Shirley Temple did that.
Crackers.
That's
like, it's not.
Sure,
the temple.
Groucho Marx. Annie Hall. La-di-da, la-di-da.
Annie Hall,
la-di-da, la-di-da.
Shirley Temple.
Diane Keaton, no points. Toss of 10. Peter Strawson's The Bounds of Sense is commentary on this philosophical text that contrasts phenomena.
Okay, so critique of pure reason.
Power. Bonus. For 10 points each, name these late 19th century senators. This Massachusetts senator authored an 1887 severalty act that allotted portions of tribal land to individual Native Americans.
What's his name? I should know this. I don't remember.
Answer. answer. Dawes. This leader of the stalwarts and mentor to Chester Arthur opposed civil service reform and remains the last person to refuse a Supreme Court appointment after being confirmed by the Senate.
Roscoe Conkling.
Yeah. This Vermont Republican's 1862 and 1890 land grant acts helped found schools like Cornell, Clemson, and Cal Berkeley.
Moral.
20 points. Toss of 11. This empire used the Ilku system in which land was given to people in return for civil and military service. One ruler of this empire deported people from Israel and Damascus. Shalmaneser V succeeded that ruler, Tiglath-Pileser III. In the Bible, divine assistance helped Hezekiah repel the forces of this...
Is this a Syrian empire?
It is. Bonus. In late 2011, one state's Supreme Court upheld a ban on corporate spending in elections. For 10 points each, name that Western state.
Montana.
Yep. That ruling blatantly conflicts with this 2010 Supreme Court decision that allowed its plaintiff to fund and distribute a film critical of Hillary Clinton.
Citizens United.
This Montana senator chairs the Senate Committee on Finance in January 2011. He announced plans to introduce a constitutional amendment reversing Citizens United.
Okay, it's Tesper, and who's the other one? Tesper?
Bacchus, 20 points. Toss of 12. This province contains the western edge of Palliser's Triangle, a dark-soiled, semi-arid steppe whose namesake also discovered the Yellowhead Pass on its western border. Wood Buffalo National Park contains the Peace Athabasca Delta in the northeastern part of this province, whose McMurray Formation includes the Athabasca Tar Sands. For 10 points...
Alberta?
Yeah, 10 points. Bonus. August Kapule divines... one molecule's structure after dreaming of a snake biting its own tail. For 10 points each, name that simple aromatic compound with formula C6H6.
Benzene?
Yep. This reaction uses a Lewis acid catalyst such as aluminum chloride to add an alkyl group to benzene.
Deals alder.
Frito Crafts. This simplest polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon consists of two fused benzene rings. Like dry ice, it sublimes at room temperature.
That's it.
Naphthalene, okay. 10 points for Wisconsin, and that is that.
At the end of 12 toss-ups, Wisconsin has a score of 280, Alabama with 10.
Okay.
Any switches? Who said this?
Memory or whatever.
Yeah, it's a memory. I press memory. Okay, it's confirmed. 280s.
I kind of like.
Okay, that's all right.
Okay, so we ready then for the second half? We are on toss up 13. Toss up. One TV show set in this city includes the money launderer Barry and contract killer Larry Sizemore. Another show set here featured early cuts webisodes in which the main character obtains a boat that he renames Slice of Life. That first show stars Gabriel Anwar as Fiona Glenann. That second show featured.
Miami?
Yep. Bonus. A book by William Lebove discussed the social stratification of English and one city's department store workers. For 10 points each, name that city where the study focused on S. Klein, Macy's, and Saks Fifth Avenue.
Probably
in one
city.
Answer?
New York City.
Yep. The book notes the variable pronunciation of this class of liquid consonants in the phrase fourth floor by workers at different stores. Answer?
Supercast.
Roddix. Lebov also studied prestige on St. Martha's Vineyard and found changes in these units consisting of a gliding transition between two vowel sounds in the same syllable.
Okay, I've read
that correctly.
20 points. Toss of 14. This son of Venulia failed to recruit Diomedes to his cause, but he had better luck with the cruel king Mezentius and the swift warrior queen Camilla. Soon after he kills Evander's son, the young Pallas, this suitor of Lavinia is saved by Juno. The goddess helps this prince of the Rutuli because she hates his foe for having snubbed Dido in Carthage. For 10 points...
Aeneas?
No. For 10 points, name this opponent of Aeneas in the Aeneid.
Jason.
Turnus. Toss of 15. U.S. Congressman James Hines was killed in office by a member of this organization, which was targeted by a law ruled unconstitutional in U.S. v. Harris. William Simmons founded a version of this group that declined shortly after D.C. Stevenson was convicted of killing an Indiana schoolteacher. The 1915 film Birth of a Nation glorified for...
KKK.
Yes, bonus. For 10 points each, give the following about unknown poets of the Middle Age. The so-called Pearl Poet wrote this poem about a beheading contest involving one of King Arthur's knights.
So we got one in
the
green
eye. The Goliard, known as the Arch Poet, contributed to this collection of Latin and German poems set to music by Karl Orff in the 1930s.
Camino Burana?
Yeah. Once attributed to Caedmon, this work about a poet's encounter with the cross on which Christ died is of unknown authorship.
Never heard of this.
I don't know. No, that's right.
Dream of the Rude, 20 points. Toss up 16. One form of this functional group may be reacted with an alkyl diethyl or with cyanide followed by a base in an unprolonged strategy. Like diols, this functional group may be protected by conversion to an acetyl. If a compound with this functional group with an IR signal 1700 has alpha protons, it can tautomerize to an enol. For example, let's name this functional group found in amides, carboxylic acids, and ketones.
CO.
Prompt.
C double bondo. Carbon double or oxygen double bond carbon.
Prompt.
A carbonyl.
Yeah, that's it. it receives one of its tributaries, the Bonny River, at Mopti. For 10 points each, name this African river that flows past Bamako and Niamey.
Niger.
At its northern bend, the Niger flows through this geographic zone that marks the transition from the Sahara to the Sudanian savannas and extends from Senegal to Eritrea.
The what? The Sahel.
Sahel. This major tributary of the Niger rises in the Adamawa Plateau of northern Cameroon and flows west for nearly 700 miles.
So this would be the
answer.
Volta.
Bainway, 10 points. Toss up 17. This man wins his wager with Biondolo twice. After Biondolo twice returns empty-handed, he yells God's wounds, startling a priest, and surprises Vincentio by claiming he is a lovely maid. He tells his friend Hortensio, "I come to wive and wealth." It wealthy in Padua and succeeds by marrying the elder daughter of Baptista Minola.
Petruchio.
Yep, bonus. For 10 points each, name these winners of the Pulitzer Prize for History. This historian who won the 1946 prize for The Age of Jackson also wrote the 1966 biography prize for writing on the Kennedy administration in 1,000 Days.
McCullough.
Schlesinger. This general nicknamed Black Jack won the 1932 prize for his memoir about commanding the AEF in World War I.
Pershing.
Yeah. This historian known for the Frontier Thesis won the 1933 prize for the significance of sections in American history.
Right,
Turner, 10 points. Toss up 18. Paul Krugman explained the dynamics of these quantities under target zone regimes. In the long run, these quantities adjust to satisfy the law of one price according to purchasing...
Interest rates?
No. According to purchasing power parity theory, the Bretton Woods system fixed these quantities between the Allies by pegging to the dollar. But it was name these conversion factors between different currencies.
Exchange rate?
That's right, bonus. For 10 points each, to name these members of the Commonwealth of Independent States. This country ruled by Islam Karimov is home to the ancient cities of Bukhara, Samarkand, and Tashkent.
Tashkent, Uzbekistan.
Yeah. Protests against this nation's increasingly authoritarian president, Kumambek Bikiev, led to revolution in April 2010. 2 months later, ethnic violence against Uzbeks broke out here.
No, Kazakhstan or Georgia.
Answer.
Kyrgyzstan.
This country was ruled by the Sapar Murat Niyazov, who built a golden statue of himself that continuously rotates to face the sun and renamed Bread after his mother.
Is that Tajikistan? Tajikistan.
Turkmenistan. 10 points. Toss 19. This work surrounded by four colossal figures of Saint Veronica, Helena, Andrew, and Longinus, stands beneath a dome designed by Michelangelo. It has four 60-foot-tall Solomonic columns and an imitation tasseled valance. It stands at the central crossing of the basilica, home to the chair of Saint Peter, which was also designed by Gian Lorenzo Bernini. For 10 points, name this bronze altar canopy in Saint Peter's Basilica.
Bernini.
as time as a Baldacchino. It's also 20. One song on this album references the French Connection and begs, please don't lose your faith in the good earth. In addition to California English, a music video from this album features RZA as a tennis official, while another single about the best one of the year was used in a 2010 Honda commercial. Giving Up the Gun and Holiday are songs on for 10 points. What 2010 album, the second by Vampire Weekend?
Oxford Common?
Nope.
Contra.
Yep, yeah, bonus. Yeah. For 10 points each, name these boxers who have defeated Mike Tyson. Tyson lost the WBA title to this boxer in 1996. He lost a 1997 rematch after biting this boxer's ear. Yeah, Tyson's first professional loss was a February 1990 upset in Tokyo to this boxer. He gave up the titles won from Tyson to Holyfield later that year.
No answer.
Buster Douglas. Tyson once declared that he wanted to eat this British champion's children. He lost a title fight to him in 2002. Answer. Lennox Lewis, 10 points. Toss up, 21. The Cadets held the post position in the first incarnation of this group after the Socialist Revolutionary Party boycotted its elections. Its creation was promised in a document written by Sergei Vita, though the 1906 constitution that actually created it made it bicameral and gave significant power to the state council appointed by the Tsar. For 10 points, famous legislation. Yeah, bonus. Okay. For 10 points each, name these geometric theorems. A first century Alexandrian is the namesake of this theorem that is used to compute the area of a triangle given its side lengths and semi-perimeter.
Heron?
Yep. James Garfield used trapezoids to prove this theorem that relates the legs. Yep. There are chord-chord, tangent-secant, and secant-secant variants of these theorems that relate the lengths of the segments associated with a circle. Answer. Power theorems, 20 points. Toss of 22. This man's portraits include one of his wife with loosened hair and one of his uncle Dominique as a monk. He painted a bottle of wine and a dish with stacked cookies near the basket of apples. A fourth works leaning trees make a triangular frame over naked women sitting on a beach. The Provençal peak Saint-Victory often...
Cezanne.
Yeah, bonus. One 1862 novel contrasts the scientific nihilism of its younger generation with the reformist liberalism of their parents. For 10 points each, name that Russian novel.
Fathers and Sons.
Yep. Name the author of Fathers and Sons, who also wrote A Sportsman's Sketches. The novel's chief nihilist, Bazarov, dies of this disease, once called jail fever, that also took the life of Anne Frank.
Diphtheria?
Typhus, 20 points. Toss of 23. This figure's high fate is described in an 1843 Oxford Prize poem by Matthew Arnold, and he could by industrious valor climb to ruin the great work of time, in a poem written on his return from Ireland in 1650 by Andrew Marvel.
Oliver Cromwell?
Power, bonus. For 10 points each, name these Civil War ships. This Union ironclad fought the CSS Virginia to a draw at the Battle of Hampton Roads.
Monitor.
Yep. This British mail steamer was intercepted by the USS San Joaquin in 1861, sparking a namesake diplomatic affair.
The Trent Affair?
Yep. During the Battle of Mobile Bay, Admiral David Farragut said, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, while aboard this flagship named for a New England state capital.
Oh, God, what is it? Oh, I should know this. I'm going to feel rude.
Answer.
Boston.
Hartford. 20 points for Wisconsin. End the game.
October
manifesto. 23 toss-ups. Score, final score is Wisconsin at 415, Alabama 95. Okay. Good luck in your next games.